Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of All Zeity Trend, courtesy of Ben Swiller and all of my friends' entire comedic personalities from my entire childhood. It was basically so Ace Ventura.
It almost feels like a thing, like you could do a documentary, like Where Are They Now? All the people whose entire personality was Jim Carrey, like when kids, like what do they do? Because it was a fucking an entire culture of just
absolutely,
kids,
man,
who were like, I'm Ace Ventura, or I'm just gonna do a bunch of, you know, Jim Carrey bits as my whole.
And they were funny. It was just, you know, shout out John Douglas, shout out Brian Bosta, two of the
Where they are now?
That's a great question. I think Brian is a lawyer.
Okay.
So shout out to him.
And to think, like, he's arguing a case in court, and you're like, dude, this dude used to sing out of his ass crack.
Oh, man. Miles was doing some Jim Carrey stuff before we started, and went right back there. I was like, more. Okay. This should be the podcast.
Oh, my God. You know there is some podcast out there where it's like just two dudes talking about how genius Jim Carrey is. Like, right. Oh, my God. All right. What's your favorite In Living Color bit?
Right. All right. The people come for the Jim Carrey impressions, but they stay for the trends. And
for the sports talk.
Here is some sports talk. Euro 2020 is happening. In 2021, it's happening right now.
I know, this rebranding is so funny. The European Championship for football or soccer, was postponed, obviously, because of the pandemic, but now we got it going on right now. It's looking wonderful. If you're watching, as we record this, Italy is leading Turkey 2-0. And yeah, you know, this is always like a fun tournament for soccer fans and for people who have club allegiances. They can let those melt away in service of frantic
nationalism.
Yeah.
In favor of good old healthy nationalism, the deadliest force in human history.
I'm not English, so when I see Harry Kane play, I'm like, yeah, I hope this dude, fuck, I hope it all goes bad for you. I hate you. While people in England are like, well, I can put aside my club
Harry.
Allegiances. Yeah. But
I remember that dude. He's handsome. Why are so many soccer players handsome? What's the deal with that?
I don't know. He kind of looks like, I don't know. Look, leave me out of this. I'm not gonna say how cool I think Harry Kane looks.
All right. Well,
yeah, check it out. If you hear screams coming out of like random houses from like 6 a.m. to noon, and you're like, what the fuck sport could be on right now? They're probably watching the Euro Cup.
Right.
And that's how I used to, like, when I used to live in this one apartment building, how I found that other people were fucking with soccer, because like they were also screaming like just out of their minds
that's
in the morning.
Dope.
But yeah.
I remember that the year that LeBron and Dwayne Wade went to the finals against Dallas, and like it was the year LeBron just kind of like shriveled on the big stage. I just remember being in New York City and just like hearing it just all over the place. Just every time something would happen, you would just,
right.
That's such a cool feeling to just be part of something larger than yourself. And now every time I say something like this, I feel like I'm doing a Jim Carrey impression. It's really fucking with me, Ben Swiller.
Get it out of your head.
So that's a play on Ben Stiller, but he likes to drink booze, I'm guessing, right?
I guess. I don't know. You know, hey, to each their own handle.
Stockton is trending, and it's not because of, some tragedy happening in Stockton, California.
But it could be a tragedy if you're a fan of John Stockton, the assist god. Right. Stephen A. Smith is saying that, again, Donovan Mitchell of the Utah Jazz is the greatest player to don a Jazz uniform. And because of that, there's no need to talk about Karl Malone or John Stockton. And we're not even going to say Jeff Horn. Don't even get me started. I'm not going to say that name. But that's where he's at. And I think that's caused a lot of commotion for people who are probably like old heads. And like, how are you going to say that during the Hall of Fame?
But, yeah. No, yeah. I agree with the old heads on this one, in the sense that, well, Stephen A. Smith, first of all, makes commotion for a living and like says things that are often indefensible. We're two games into a series that is the second round of the playoffs. Let's see how the rest of the playoffs go. Before you want to crown his ass, but that just seems a little strong. I'm giving room for him to go much further beyond where he's at right now to take the Jazz to a title. I'm also not counting out Kawhi. I feel like Kawhi sits back, like lets his team lose a couple, feels you out, and then just stomps through your
next thing you know
heart.
you're behind the wheel of a car where the steering wheel just kind of just comes off in the middle of it and you're out of control.
Right, that's my biggest
fear. Think of that meme where they were putting together like the as if Kawhi Leonard was in that focus group from the I think you should be.
Kim Jong-un, who's doing PR for this guy, because he's all over the place. First to tell svelte he looks.
Holler at help us, the Daily Zeitgeist, please. We want to get on that level with these mentions all over the place.
2 days in a row trending. Okay, King.
Shout out to the Hermit Kingdom God. This dude is out here because he has, of course, this is going to get traction because he says K-pop is a vicious cancer that is corrupting the youth of North Korea. And apparently, because of this, there are going to be harsher penalties on citizens who are caught consuming South Korean movies like K-dramas or like K-pop. And
popular culture in general or K-pop like music in particular?
I think it's probably because like anything, you know, like there's a whole industry or like underground industry from documentaries we've seen about North Korea where people smuggle in content on USB drives, and that's how people are able to kind of get a glimpse into the outside world. And it's probably just because it is becoming like you can't stop youth culture and shit like that no matter what you try and do, and then you sprinkle in like really catchy K-pop, Yeah, bro. I'm sorry. I don't know how the fuck you're going to get that. I don't know how you're going to put that back in the box.
No.
But yeah, that's like they said they call it anti-socialist influence. And it's, quote, corrupted the attire, hairstyles, speeches, and behaviors of young North Koreans. I mean,
he
like,
wants
yeah,
them
I don't...
to dress and look like him? What is...
Right.
What's his... I mean, that's...
They're like, you?
The dude
the
does not have a great
one?
Hairstylist, I would say. For as much money and attention as he puts into his image, the hairstyle is...
Yeah. I mean, this is the hard... For someone who is trying to have an iron grip hold on the minds of your people through propaganda and lack of information, this is probably the most unsettling thing you could see is like just a wave of like popular culture come over the country, even if it's in secret. But yeah, like because those are the things that gives people ideas for maybe living a different way.
He's been picking fights with, you know, America and some of the biggest militaries in the history of the globe, and this is the most unwinnable battle he's picked to.
You're trying to fight BTS Army?
You're trying, okay. Yeah. Okay. Good luck. Fight like a youth movement inside your own population. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean,
have you seen the swag? Has he seen a G Dragon video? Do you know what you're up against, Kim Jong-un?
He's going to do it. I do love when somebody's just like, well, I am the villain of this story, and this is the thing that the villain would do. So I'm gonna dig in.
Yeah.
And so shout out to him for playing the part.
Because I think, like, if you had real, like, psychology experts trying to be like, you know, actually you lean into it, and then you corrupt it by leaning into it, and then they don't want it anymore because you've made it all gross and Kim Jong-un-y and stuff, but I don't know. I could see him in desperation being like, hey, here's our new K-pop band, K-pop band. Check out this group, yeah. WMD.
The only way he could have successfully did it is like if he leaned into loving it and like he started dressing like that, and then actually, I don't know how the North Korean youth culture works. Maybe they would have been into that, but yeah. This is not going to work. But that'll be interesting to watch.
It just shows you like the power though of popular culture at the end of the day. Like, you know, no amount of like leaflets like airdropped with like, this is how life could be. It's like giving people a glimpse at just expanding their worldview.
Yeah. And now you tell me, Miles, after we spent all our marketing budget on leaflets that we dropped
I know. I was watching Dunkirk. I thought it was really cool in that opening. And then I'm like, what's the point of this? It's like, give up. You are already not consuming the greatest podcast. Subscribe now. Like, yeah, it wasn't clear. We didn't even say the name of the podcast.
Game of Thrones coffee cup. It's an age old mystery. Like 2 years, I guess. And now we found out who did it.
Yeah, if the Last of the Starks was the episode, which is the one right after they beat the Night King, and everyone's like, "Oh, we did it, Joe!"
Is it the finale?
I guess I don't. Was it? Yeah. Oh yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. In my mind, I just blocked out that was that, and I'm just like,
ugh. Yeah. That's how you're gonna end it.
There was, you know, if you remember, there was a whole controversy because there's like just a straight up modern like paper coffee cup on the table where Daenerys was sitting. Mm-hmm. And people are like, Jesus, y'all really kept your foot off the gas on this one. You didn't even catch all these props coming in. They had to like take it out. And it created a whole thing. At first, people were like, it was Sophie Turner. And then she was saying it was Emilia Clarke. And then Emilia Clarke said it was Kit Harington. And then the fans believed it was probably Sophie Turner. And then Emilia Clarke blamed the dude, Conleth Hill, who plays Varys. And it just all became like all over the place. But Reese, she just did an interview and she says that, quote, it's not Starbucks. Spoiler. I'm going to say it again for the record. Was not mine. I'm looking at you, Dan Weiss. DB Weiss, one of the showrunners. She says it was him because in the scene, him and David Benioff were playing like extras. There was like 200 extras in it. And they were in the scene too, just in their, you know, she said, quote, who looks slightly like a Metallica tribute band. Right. And she's saying that he was the one who put the cup there, left the cup there.
Wow. That's
plausible.
They managed to really fuck everything up. The
DVF from
Benioff.
Because I wonder too, like, if it's a showrunner, you want to be like, you can't bring that cup on the set, like, just for, you know, continuity. Like, those are probably the few people, like, you're not going to check if you're like an AD or something, or just one of the producers on set. Like, fuck, I don't know. Like, yeah, dude, I'm not going to tell him he's fucking up the scene, or he can't have that. So who knows? But that I wish that made the ending better. But
yeah. Here's hoping the three-body problem, that they don't manage to completely fuck that up. Well, speaking of managing to not completely fuck something up, the In the Heights theatrical cinematic adaptation of the Lin-Manuel Miranda, it was like sort of the thing the real heads were like, oh, you think Hamilton's good? You should have seen In the Heights. I was out here with In the Heights. So they adapted it to the screen. I've not seen it yet. I did see the play before I knew who Lin-Manuel Miranda was, and it was very dope. And the movie's supposed to be very good. So it's out this weekend. I don't know. People are saying between 20 and 30 million, which would be pretty decent. Ooh. for a musical.
I know, it's weird how, like, different, like, normally you'd be like, oh, that was a total failure.
Right.
Like, when all the theaters are open, but now we're like, yeah, all right, 20 to 30 million. Okay, we see.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, I think, I know I've read a couple things about how they were really taking the wardrobe really seriously to make it feel like, you know, these, like, Latinx and Afro-Caribbean communities in New York. And the amount of Air Force Ones I'm seeing, I'm saying yes. I believe you are in tune.
Yes.
And even some wheat colored Tim adjacent Air Force Ones.
Wow.
But yeah. I'll probably check it out, but you know, me and musicals, it takes like a critical mass of people to be like, you didn't see it, and I'm like, fine.
Yeah. And then you watch it just angrily.
Yeah, and then you're crying by the end and you're like, I wanna be them.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending here at the end of this fine week on Friday, June 11th. We're back Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other and be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask, get the vaccine, and don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.